السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز صحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful Thursday morning, the 26th of December 2024, according to the Islamic date, the 24th of Jumad al-Akhira, 1446. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتي صاحب on this beautiful Thursday morning may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with Afiyat Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat for deen and may the ummah benefit and may Allah Ta'ala grant afiyat to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Ta'ala keep all of us on siratul mustaqim. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem and Apa. And Jazakallahu Khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monli. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli yamri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 41, Hamim Sajda. Surah Fussilat, verses 11 and 12. In our previous lesson, we were told Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created the land, the sand, this earth here of ours, fi yawmain, and in 2 days. And then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that He created the huge, huge mountains on the surface of this earth, of the land and sand. And Almighty Allah put barakah and blessings there. And Almighty Allah Jalla Jalla wa Ala then stipulated and designated on this land and sand that the qut, the food, whether it is the fruit, the vegetation, and everything else, fi arba'ati ayyam, in 4 days. So these 4 days are not total separate beside the first two. So the first two are incorporated in these 4 days. So far, 4 days of creating, Almighty Allah taught us how He alone created this entire universe. Now what happened the remaining 2 days? That is our lesson today. Chapter 41, verse number 11 and 12. Summa, thereafter, subsequently. So it shows that first the land and sand, and then the food and all that was distributed, designated, thereafter. Thumma istawa ila sama, thereafter qasada wa amad. Then Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala turned His focus towards the celestial creation, the heavens and the skies. So whether it is the sun, the moon, the stars, and whatever else, the planets and what have you. Thumma istawa ila sama, then He turned His focus, Almighty Allah, towards the celestial creation. Sama means ma fawqa ru'us, whatever is above our head. Wa hiya dukhan, and whilst it, the sky and the celestial creation were similar to dukhan, to smoke and so forth. So they would just look like smoke, like, you know. فَقَالَ لَهَا, this is for our puny little brains to understand. فَقَالَ لَهَا, thereafter Almighty Allah commanded the celestial creation, the sama walil ardi, and Almighty Allah Jalla wala commanded the land and sand also. So the celestial creation and terrestrial creation, the heavens and the sky and the land and sand, both were commanded. فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْ أَرْضِ اِتِيَا تَوْءًا أَوْ كَرْهَا, that you, the land and the sand and the sky, come to me, meaning come here, whether you like it willingly or كَرْهَا, or you don't like it, come. Suqalata, they both responded and said, Atayna ta'i'in, we come to you, O Almighty Allah, willingly. Meaning that whatever you command us, we will do. We will not be rebellious and we will not be turning against you in any way. So after all, they are creation. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is showing us His absolute, complete authority, sovereignty, majesty over His creation. You take us, the human being, the masterpiece, who thinks that he's so great, and we are the masterpiece of Allah's creation, but we can't even control our yawning, we can't even control our sneezing, we can't even control our coughing, we can't even control our sleeping. We feel tired, we want to work, and then you see the kitab or the book or newspaper falls down from our hand. So that is human being, that makhluk and creation, wa khuliqa al-insanu dha'if. Human being is created weak. So this is how that they said, we are coming lovingly, willingly, sincerely. Thereafter, فَقَضَاهُنَّ, then Almighty Allah passed His decree and His judgment for the skies and the celestial creation. سَبْعَ سَمَاوَات, the 7 skies, فِي يَوْمَيْن, in 2 days. So it shows that the 4 days were all here at the bottom, just to make us understand the land, the sand, the food distribution, all that was done in the 4 days. And on top, remember the celestial creation, all that, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, 2 days. That is just to show us that everything will happen to the region gradually, slowly. You get married today, then not tomorrow your wife will give birth. So remember, there will be a process to go through. After 9 months, 8 months, 7 months, then she'll give birth. But it doesn't mean that everything will happen instantly. So everything will happen on the appointed time. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. Chapter 13, verse number 8. So that is what we must remember. Sunrise, sunset, everything on the appointed and stipulated time. فِي يَوْمَيْن, and thereafter, وَأَوْحَا, and Almighty Allah's present inspiration. When أَوْحَا is meant for prophets and messengers, then you translate it as revelation. And when it is for any other creation, then it means inspiration. وأوحى ربك إلى النحل. Almighty Allah sent inspiration to the bee. So you see the bee, you're not going to translate it there as Almighty Allah sent revelation. You will translate it as Almighty Allah sent inspiration. وأوحينا إلى أم موسى. And we send inspiration to the mother of Moses, the mother of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. So everywhere, remember the principle Oha when we speak of prophets and messengers alayhi salatu salam, then it means revelation, and everywhere else it will mean inspiration. I just give you one example. Surah chapter 16, Surah Nahal Dabi, and Almighty Allah speaks there, wa Oha Rabbuka ila Nahali, and your sustainer, nourisher, provider sent inspiration to the bee. What must you do? And so forth. And that is chapter 16, verse number 68. So here also Almighty Allah is teaching us. Wa Oha fi kulli sama'in amraha. Almighty Allah Jalla wala send the inspiration to every sky and every celestial creation. The seven heavens, you are going to do this, you are going to do that, you are going to do that. Amraha, whatever the decision decree is. Now me and you, we are here on this land and sand, on this earth. And when we look up, sometimes we see the sun, sometimes we see the moon. Like Tuesday night, we have to scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent of Rajab. So when we look up, remember, then you will see the sun, you will see the moon, crescent, and you see the millions and billions of stars and so forth. So why did Almighty Allah Jalla wa create the stars? When Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about the journey of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the miraculous nocturnal journey, that is Mi'raj, chapter 53 and verses 1 to 18. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala takes an oath on the stars and then says, when it falls, and Allah is showing us, He Habibuna Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will never fall. Always He will be elevated. Chapter 94, verse 4. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we elevate your name, your name Nami and Ismigrami. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the star will fall, this will fall, but you, Ya Rasulullah, we will elevate you always. And then Almighty Allah speaks in those verses, verse 1 to 18, about the Mi'raj, the miraculous nocturnal journey of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now we are discussing what is the wisdom in creating the stars. So now Almighty Allah uses the term we to stamp His majesty, authority. Which scientist, which professor, which doctor, which country, which organization, which king can create one star? One star. Never mind the millions and billions that are there. If we go out now, we will see it also. وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا. The sky that we can see, that is called Sama ad-Dunya, the nearest sky to us. Therefore, when we're in the plane, we're above the clouds, and we look down, we see the clouds, the blanket of clouds. How magnificent it is. And if you are in New Zealand, and you are in those places, and you see the mountain is blanketed with snow, subhanallah, what a magnificent scene to admire, Kudrat ka karishma. And when you look up, you're above the clouds also some places, then you see the sky and you just admire. And then you will say, Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. Ya Allah, you are the most exalted. You are the best of creators, Ya Rab, O Almighty Allah. Wazayyanna sama'a dunya. We beautified, we adorned, we embellished the nearest sky for you, bimasabiha, with the stars. Masabih, the plural of misbah, something that is shining and glittering, so that are the stars, وَحِفْظًا, and Almighty Allah protects it. When Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam took place, now before the jinnat, the shayateen, they had a free visa, they could go up and down, and they could move freely. After the honorable auspicious Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that stopped now. They don't come and try and steal the information which Almighty Allah jalla wala instructing the angels to do. So this will be the angels there, the stars there, and all for protection. And the third reason, so one is for beautification, one is for protection. And what is the third reason? All enshrined in the noble Quran. Until today, with technology and everything else, yet it is being used. So Almighty Allah is teaching us the wisdom and the secret of creating the stars, the nujum, as we say. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, and what does He say? He Almighty Allah states, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومِ نَجْمٌ, one star, نُجُوم, stars. Your daughter's name Najma, your wife's name is Najma, she's a star, so remember that. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومِ, and He Almighty Allah created for your benefit, O human being, the stars. لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا, so that you will receive the guidance through the stars. فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, in the darkness of the land, in the darkness of the ocean. So when you go with the ocean, when you go with the ships on the ocean, from various cities, countries, continents, till today, they take benefit from the stars. You are, remember, in the darkness of the ocean, you're in the darkness of the forest, you are in the darkness of one place. Me and you, we have all these gadgets now, Garmin and TomTom and whatever else. So you must remember, people, they look at the stars and they know which direction to travel in. Chapter number 6, Suratul An'am, and verse 97. Chapter 6, verse 97. These are the three secrets, the wisdom why Almighty Allah created the stars. Whether it's the sun, whether it's the moon, whether it's the stars, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ, that is the fixed, remember, time, that is the fixed and appointed place that Almighty Allah created. Why? He alone is the most powerful, the all-powerful, and all-alim, all-knowing. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ, that is what Almighty Allah has stipulated. He is all-powerful and all-knowing. So therefore, we should understand خَلْقِ إِلَهِ, the creation of Almighty Allah. So many places in the Noble Quran, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, O human being, you must wonder, ponder, and reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Some ulama said it's a hadith, but rather you don't say it's a hadith, because some ulama said it's very weak, some ulama said it's not authentic. So rather just say it's a saying, but the message is true. تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ, O human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, wonder, ponder, and reflect in the creation of Allah. Look at the oceans, look at the flora, look at the fauna, look at anything and everything, and there you will find the kudrat of Allah, diversity in unity. One rain comes and everything, the kaleidoscope of colors, how they are blooming and shining and glittering. So who does all that? تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ, do not wonder, ponder about Allah Himself, His essence and His attributes in that sense, that I want to know exactly. So all that is beyond our perception and comprehension. Me and you must be concerned, wonder, ponder, and reflect in the creation of Allah. Diversity in unity and unity in diversity. That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, defect, and shortcoming. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is the 24th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews, Gaza genocide, day number 447 today. And there in Russia with love, he's fixing Ukraine and America and all of them up, Putin, big harami. There the day 1036. So we present to you the news, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, say Alhamdulillah, three jutlas killed, dispatched to hell, getting roasted and toasted in hell, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Bibi Netanyahu is furious. Why is furious? Because his ministers leaked something that he said post-war, when the dust settles in Gaza, we're going to take control of the security, we're going to take control of that land and that strip there, and Hamas and all of them will not be doing anything. We will control, but he tells the world, we will not be reoccupying it and so forth. He's a serial liar, a cursed person, and the most disgraced and biggest terrorist on earth today, Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. And you know that therefore he's considered war criminal as well by majority of the people in the world. So the Houthis, with Allah, I made special dua for them today, tahajjud time. You also must make dua. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, make them true Muslims. And Ya Allah, let them be victorious against the Israelis, Americans, and whoever else. So the Houthis are waking up the jutlas at night, and 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, they have to run to their shelters. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, and they're saying, we will not stop. We will set the whole Middle East up to fire and we will burn everything if you keep on attacking us. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for them. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina wal imanu yamaniyun wal hikmatu yamaniya. Iman you will find in Yemen, wisdom you will find in Yemen, and Allah will give barakah, blessing to the people of Yemen. Me and you don't read history, otherwise you see the Sahilul Bahar, that where you find the banks of the ocean. So the tujar and the business world people, they left Yemen and then they went to Malaysia, Indonesia, they went to Maldives and all these areas, and they were responsible for bringing these people into the fold of Islam. And you look at other places, you look at Africa, if you go, you nowadays are going to Dar es Salaam, you're going to Tanzania, Zanzibar. So what is Zanzibar? Zanzibar, Zanj, and that is dark looking complexion people. Bar, the land and the sand, so the land of the dark people. So that is the first time these Yemenis, they saw these people and they conquered all these areas. So that was, so honest they were, they conquered the hearts of people with their character and so forth and so on. Hence the dua of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rahmatul alameen. So make dua for them also. Thereafter, you must remember that in Azerbaijan, the plane took off, and then remember bad weather, and then you find there was fog and what have you, and then the plane crashed. It was supposed to go to Chechnya, Grozny, and before they could reach there. So in Kazakhstan, the plane crashed, 38 dead, and 30 plus survived, and that is, remember, sad, tragic incident. Allah Jalla Wala, those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. That the minister from Israel, he went and he visited the Philadelphia corridor. So that is the Egyptian side. If you know Gaza and Egypt, the Rafah border. And after he inspected in, he said that no, we will stay in control here. So that is one of the sticking points. Hamas say, you must get out from here and let Egypt run it and so forth. Not that Egyptians are good, but we don't want any one of these jutlas here in the Qita'u Gaza. Learn the Arabic words, Qita'u Gaza. So that is, you must remember, the Gaza Strip and so forth. Thereafter, Palestinians blow up a military vehicle there in the West Bank, subhanallah. So that is very good news. Anywhere they destroy the jutlas, they send them to hell, or they destroy their military vehicles, we say Allahu Akbar. Haaretz newspaper says the people of Israel, they must rebel against them, the government and so forth, because remember, they're fooling them. They know that the jutlas, the masses are asses, and Quran says so also. Chapter 59 and verse number 14. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no brains. You think that they're united, but their hearts are fragmented. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. And remember, the hearts are totally fragmented. And their rabbis and so forth, their scholars. Chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse 5. Allah says, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are just like donkeys carrying big, big encyclopedias and so forth. So imagine this. Hey, you Jutla Jutli, oh, you Zionist Harami, and all of you who support Israel. This is your Haaretz writing. They say the land thieves. That's what they call them. The land thieves want more and more land in the West Bank. They want to occupy more, steal more. So when I tell you the Jews and Jutlas are the biggest crooks on earth, they are the biggest terrorists on earth, they are the biggest murderers on earth. Yes, it's all proven, yeah? So you must remember these type of things here. They're baby killers, and they are the murderers of prophets and messengers. Therefore, Allah transformed them into pigs and monkeys, as enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. So now they just want to steal and steal. Russia gave Ukraine a Christmas box. Gave them, don't wait for Boxing Day, oh Zelensky. Putin says, I give you Christmas present, Christmas box on Christmas Day. So yesterday morning, 170 missiles landed in Ukraine. And remember, great damage to them and to their power and energy. We stand with Russia on that issue. Because once you harm Ukraine, you're harming America, harming Europe. How many billion dollars they gave them? France to become the first Muslim majority country there in the Western Europe and so forth. And they say maybe the Khilafat wants to start from there. So the Khilafat all will start when Hazrat Mahdi comes. He will bring about the unity in the rank and file of this broken, fragmented Ummah. Then Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come, and then we will have the power over the people. Listen to Vietnam. I visited Vietnam. So you must remember, me and you just pick up our phone and we just send messages. Who's worried about what you write? You can tell A and C go fly a kite and so forth. So in people in Vietnam, before they use the WhatsApp, they must register. They must give all their details. What is their phone number? So everything is censored and regulated there. Turkey, Erdogan says, the PKK, the Kurds, are the terrorists. So yesterday, Turkey killed 21 of them. That's minimum. Maybe it's more. So Russia and Pakistan, Maulana Salim, very interesting. Maybe one day you go to Pakistan and you go by train from Pakistan straight to Russia. You're in Russia, there in Moscow, or you are in St. Petersburg, and from there you go. The Minister of Pakistan announced it. His name, Uwais Lagari. He said, we are busy with a direct train from there. But the problem is they have to pass Afghanistan. And Afghanistan and Pakistan, you know, they're crazy people, this Pakistan army. They attacked Afghanistan yesterday, killing children and so forth. The Alawites, the Kafir Shias in Syria, some places they are protesting. They say they had a mazar and they had a shrine and mausoleum, and this was destroyed, you must remember, 10-15 days ago in Halab, Aleppo. But I want to ask you, during the time of Bashar Assad, Pakka, Kafir, Shaitan, Harami, so how many shrines were destroyed of Sahaba, Khalid bin Walid in Hims, and Umar bin Abdul Aziz in Hims? Like that, thousands there will be people martyred, murdered, and now these Kafir Shias are talking nonsense. So many of them are leaving Syria. We say to them, good riddance, go to Iran, go to Lebanon, go to hell also. So 1,500 people escaped from the prison in Mozambique. Mozambique, the condition is very, very bad, remember that. They say they captured 150. So conditions in Mozambique are volatile and very, very bad if you look at it. So see this, what the Western media does. All this talk of human rights and justice and democracy is just cheap talk, you must remember, by the whiteies to make the people fools and so forth. Otherwise, how the hell is Guantanamo Bay still open? How come my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, is still in the hellhole, and Hunter Biden gets pardoned by his crooked father, Joe Genocide Biden? So all haramis and morons and war criminals these people are. So yesterday, day for yesterday, a United States human rights group or whatever, they wrote and sent out a message on the Twitter or on the internet or what have you, and they said there in northern Gaza there is famine. So what the politicians did, say, no, take it out, you're disgracing Israel. Israel is the illegitimate child. Israel is the biggest bee, and the father, mother, Britain is the father, and America is the mother. Therefore, they both complicit in this war crimes. They are also war criminals. South Africa versus Israel in the ICJ, in the International Court of Justice. If this case is heard finally in 2025, that will be historic first. There is a possibility. So we hope and pray it is expedited and Israel must be found guilty on all charges which the world knows they are committing, that ethnic cleansing, and they are war criminals, and that is genocide and crimes against humanity. They must be expelled from every international organization, whether it is United Nations or whether it is FIFA or whether it's whatever else. Let's come to our beloved country. Cry, my beloved country. Some parts of Johannesburg will not have electricity. What's new? So they give them a dark Christmas and a dark Boxing Day. Do you know why 26th of December was called Boxing Day? The Christians give one another gifts and presents. Now they start opening the boxes. So therefore, Mona Yunus Patel, our elder, Rahimahullah, who passed away there in Makkah Mukarramah, the last discussion we had, I was in Makkah, he was in Medina, and he phoned me as I was about to board the plane. He said, you must make Jummah day in my masjid. That following week, the same week he passed away, Tuesday night and that Friday, and he said that night is 15 Shaban. You must make 15 Shaban there. I told him, Hazrat, make maaf, that I'm going to Shepston. He said, okay. Then he said, Mujhe maaf kijega, make me a maaf. So I asked him, for what, Hazrat? I will make you maaf. What happened? He said, no, I won't be there to have lunch with you that Friday. That Tuesday he passes away. And he said, I heard him personally saying this. He got married on this Boxing Day, but not one day was there any physical boxing. On the contrary, every non-Muslim maid that came to work there, 23, 22, 24, whatever, over 20, every one of them embraced Islam. That is the karamat of Hazrat Mohana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. Allah grant him the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Listen to South Africa. 13-year-old girls gave birth yesterday, Christmas Day, in Limpopo. Not one, two, several of them. That is your South Africa. That they're teaching them biology. They don't teach them biology. They give them practical lessons. That the teacher will get busy. The boys will get busy. Come here, let me take you to the toilet. And then I give you a demonstration. Now you tell me which country we have. So if you look at the children today, majority of them are bees and illegitimate. I asked one lady, how many children you got? She said 4. So I asked her that, your children, they know who the father is. She said, what you talking about, father? I just take them to the graveyard and say, that is your father, that is your father. We don't say in all cases, but we definitely will say in many cases, just like Brazil, just like France, South Africa is there. We are breeding and we are giving, the ladies are giving birth to haramis, illegitimate children. So how can a nation prosper when you have so many bees and so many haramis around? 13-year-old girl, she's a mother already. An indictment on the 77 politicians, we have ministers, we have 80% good for nothing, just getting fat day in parliament. And the joke is on us, we are paying for them. Uncertainty about Eskom tariff, and that is for 2025. Our programs today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mona Salman Yunus of Durban. Mona Khalid Yaqub will interview him. And then 11 to 12, we have a very interesting lesson on Marcus Sahaba, Suleiman Esop, and myself. The Salafis, what is the harm and what is the problems and the history and so forth regarding Salafis and who are their leaders. Thereafter, inshallah, tafsir of the Noble Quran 1 to 2. Inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Tonight before Maghrib, we will be there in Qurtuba and Masjid Tariq bin Ziyad. And inshallah, our topic will be between Maghrib and Isha regarding Palestine, the past, the present, the future, and many, many related issues. So inshallah, that will not be live on the radio. Tomorrow's programs will be live on the radio. So today will be there. You can live stream it if you want to. So inshallah al-Aziz, we will send out the link today. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid throughout the world. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Maulana, we have 22 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Muhtisab, who do we give our zakat to in Masjid al-Aqsa? And we are going to be there personally.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You make me so happy. I feel elated, delighted when people tell me they are going to Aqsa. It is a moral obligation upon this ummah. We must show our solidarity with the Palestinians, male, female, adult and children. You are there. Who must you give your zakat to? My advice will be, you go to the Darul Aitam, what you call here in South Africa, the Darul Yatama. So anywhere you go to, you will ask them, where is the place where the orphans are? So then when you go there, and the men will meet the boys, and the women will meet the girls, sometimes they're very, very small, they'll call them all. So then you put your hand on their head. That is the teaching of Rahmatulil Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wamsah ra'sak, wamsah yadaka ala ra'sil yateem. Place your hand on the head of an orphan and then your heart will start melting. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So that is one avenue. Second avenue is the Imams of Aqsa and all the other masajid there. So you go to them. Some of them know English, some Arabic, they all know. So you can ask them that which are the poor families. Oh, he tell you, he will take you. Oh, you want to give it to him. So alhamdulillah, you give it to them and your zakat will be discharged. So you will get double, triple reward, inshallah. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you pay your zakat, O Muslim, O Muslimah, solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla Wala, the reward of your zakat will be multiplied many, many fold. And that is the promise of Almighty Allah. You write in the Holy Land. So how much will it be multiplied beyond our perception, comprehension? Chapter number 30, Surah Rum, and verse number 39. Look at that verse and pay more. And if you're still in South Africa, you're going this weekend, you're going next week before the new year. So speak to your family and friends and tell them, come on, give me zakat and give me sadaqah, give me lillah. And we're going to Aqsa, our first qibla. We want to put a smile on our children before the month of Rajab starts and so forth and so on. And you will find some people, inshallah, they have their ways and means that inshallah the money will filter down to Ghazza al-Mubarakah, inshallah al-Aziz. Excellent. Any person goes to Ghazza, you won't be allowed in Ghazza. Anybody goes to Aqsa and anybody goes to Palestine, we will encourage you. And remember, in your itinerary, make sure that it is done in such a manner you try and read Jummah Salat in Aqsa al-Mubarak, because that is one time normally you will go in your life. So try and do that as well, inshallah. Allah take you safely. Our du'as, our Jew brothers and sisters.
Mufti Sahib, I'm going to start a new business, a gem business. Any du'a to recite and any advice?
When you say gem business, you mean gem, butter and jam, or the diamond business? I think you're referring to the diamonds. So anyway, my brother, three advices for you. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Therefore, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah in Riyadus Salihin, Allama Khatib Tabrizi in Mishkatul Misabi, all these giants of hadith started their great magnum opus with this hadith. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Jaisi niyat, waisi barakah. Make intention. You're not going to touch interest. Make intention, everything will be halal and tayyibah. Make intention, you will pay your zakat properly. You will not be underpaying and so forth. 2.5% of the retail price zakat you will pay. So all that should be your intention. So which day should you open? Quran teaches you. Surah 62, verse number 10. فَإِذَا قُدِيَتِ السَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. When Jummah Salat is finished, the first salat, sunnat, everything, disperse on this earth. وَبَتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. And then go and seek the grace of Almighty Allah. So chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse 10, and وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely, كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then you'll be successful. So you're moving into your new shop, your gem stops, the gem store, and what have you, GEM. So start your business and so forth after Jumu'ah, after Jummah prayer. So that is the Fa'ul, a good omen, the best. Otherwise, Mother Aisha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, radiyallahu anhuma, Sayyida Aisha taught us, on a Wednesday you should start doing things. And that is mentioned in Maqasid Hasana by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah. The ulama asked me, but where? It's right in the ending of the book, not in the starting or in the middle. Look in the ending, you will find it there. And then what should you read, my brother? So read the entire Surah Baqarah. Why? Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. Read Surah Baqarah. Fa inna akhdaha baraka. By reading it is a source of barakah and blessing. Wa tarkaha hasra. And you don't read it is a case of remorse and regret. People today, they will look at your shop or they will hear about it. They'll say, many of them, mashallah, subhanallah, but their hearts are burning with jealousy and envy. So Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you read Surah Baqarah, وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَ, the evil forces cannot overcome it. The jadugar, the hasidin, the mufsidin, the troublemakers, those who are jealous, envious, those who are involved in witchcraft and sorcery and magic and so forth, Allah will protect you. مِنْ كُلِّ سُوَ makruh, from all harm and evil, insha'Allah. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif.
Mufti Sahab, is it jayiz for some pious people to wear gemstone rings, especially the aqiq stone?
Remember that the best is to wear for the man the silver ring and so forth and so on. So remember, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed that you put the stone and all that on the silver ring. So that permission is granted. Now which type? I won't say all, but regarding the aqiq, most of the ahadith on the topic are either weak, kulluha, or aktharuha da'ifa, or mudu'a. So that is the verdict of the majority muhaddithin. If you go into real research and tahqiq, so we will say that if you use it, it's fine, but remember, don't consider it 100% as a sunnah. You can say most is mustahab, permissible, and so forth. And remember the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, for us the man, then you use it, ittakhidhu min wariqin. So it must be from silver only. Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib wrote, you must have met him, O Salim, I'm sure, inshallah, we met him several times, the author of Ahsanul Fatawa. So in there he writes, it must not exceed 4.85 grams of silver. So that is the fatwa we issue, and those are the things that you should understand.
Mufti Sahab, I'm a married female with no kids. I have parents, two brothers and a sister. Should I pass on, who will inherit from me, and what portions will each person inherit?
Yes, sister, the one person you didn't mention, I'll answer it both ways. That you say you are married, so is your husband alive? Because you can say you married, but maybe that you and your husband now, we don't know what happened, he passed away, or he divorced you, or what. So many possibilities. So I'll answer it both ways. So let's say you must remember that now currently you don't have a husband. He passed away, or he divorced you. His history, we carry on with the geography. So now you pass away. So remember this usul, this principle. Whenever a person, Muslim person, passes away, and he or she, the mayyit, the deceased, has the biological father. So once the biological father of the deceased is there, all the siblings, brothers, sisters of the deceased automatically are deprived. That is 100% across the board, across the spectrum. Similarly, the person passed away, male or female, and he or she is survived by her or his, the mayyit's biological son. Not adopted son and foster son and stepson, no. Your biological son. Then that biological son will deprive all the siblings, brothers, sisters. So 100% across the board. So whenever I teach miras, inheritance, I say, write this down. Whenever the mayyit, the deceased, is survived by biological father or biological son, then remember all siblings deprived. Just read, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As far as inheritance go, you receive zero zilch. Yes, that person during their lifetime, he or she made provision and said that this brother, this sister, they were so good to me, I want to make wasiyah for them, bequeath for them. So because the father is alive or the son is alive, so they will not be inheriting. That is permissible, but you can't bequeath more than 1/3 of the net estate. It has to be what you bequeath for non-heirs. So they are non-heirs. So now let's come to your question. You are a lady, you say you married, we're working on the assumption that your husband passed away or divorced you. So now, in this case here, what will happen? Your biological mother, 1/6, and your biological father, 5/6. Why? The mother's share will always be 1/6 in the wujudil walad, when there is a child, children, or in the wujudil ta'addud, when there are two or more siblings, one brother, one sister, two brothers and more, two sisters and more, min ayyi jihat incarnate, whether they are full brother, half brother, quarter brother, whatever you want to call. So that is why there'll be ijma, consensus on that, that your father will inherit 5/6 and your mother will inherit 1/6 on the assumption there's no husband there. So if the husband is there, so then this masla changes. Musalatan, umriyatan. This happened in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So therefore it's named after him. So now the heirs will be that you, the wife, pass away. So there is a husband now, right? And then there's a father there. And then there's a mother there. So now what will be the shares? So you must say, there's no children, right? So remember, the total shares will be 6. So 3 shares will go to the husband, 2 shares will go to the father, and 1 share will go to the mother. So that is Firasat-e Umar. The genius he was. He called Sahaba and said, we never experienced such an issue during the time of Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah. We never experienced something like this during the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Thaniyas Nain. So you come Zayd bin Thabit, Afraduhum. So remember, you are the greatest scholar in the field of inheritance, and Sahaba make Mashura, and that is how they came to that. You must remember this. So remember, in a case like that, so you make 6 shares and 3 shares for the husband, and thereafter the lady who passed away, her parents alive, biological parents, 2 shares for the father and 1 share for the mother. So that is our Sharia. It is Deen Kamil. It has solution for all scenarios. That's a different thing. Our Iman today has become so weak. We are so overwhelmed and overawed by the West, and we think the West is the best. You see the Haramis, they showed their true colors in Gaza. They showed their true colors in Sudan. They showed their true colors in Kashmir and India. So they all, al-kufru millatun wahida, they all our enemies, majority of them haramis.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for the husband of a woman who has passed on to look at her face after her ghusl and to lay her body in the qabr?
Your wife passed away, my brother. So write this word down or make mental notes. You say, oh, my darling, oh, my poppy, oh, my sweetheart, you leaving me today. You want to make Akhri Didar. The tears are rolling down. And you remember the wonderful moments you shared together. You relish and cherish that. Quran says, وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Never forget the grace which Almighty Allah conferred upon you. What wonderful moments. She made so much sacrifice, but inna lillah, she passed away. You look at her, and thereafter, remember, you read the Salatul Janaza. You're a Maulana, Imam Sheikh. So even if you're not, you can perform the Janaza Salat if you have the confidence and Iman and whatever. And thereafter, you want to go inside the grave. So remember to bury her, all permissible. Only on one issue there is difference of opinion. When we ask the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, can the husband touch his wife skin to skin after she has passed away? They say yes. So you can't say yes in Islam. You must jib dalil. You have to give some dalil and evidence and proof. They say Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, bintu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Ladli, the Sahib Zadi. Yesterday I was there in Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aksab's hadith lesson, Bukhari Sharif. So there it is mentioned, Fatima to Sayyida to Nisai Ahlil Jannah. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif also. And and Tirmidhi Sharif also. So that is Sayyida Fatima, the leader of the women in Jannah and Paradise. How Habibuna Rasulullah loved her. He, the Master alayhi salam's demise took place on 12th Rabi'ul Awwal in 11th year of the Hijrah, and she cried and cried and she felt so sad. Wa ma dhahikat qattu, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, and she didn't smile for that 6 months. On the third day of Ramadan, the 11th year after the Hijrah, 6 months after the demise of her beloved father, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her demise took place. She was ill. She called her husband, Sayyidina Ali. Oh Ali, radiallahu anhu arda, you must give me ghusl. You must make my shrouding and kafan and takfeen. You must perform my salatul janaza. So therefore, after the wife passes away, can you touch her skin to skin? So you must remember that the Shafi'is, Malikis, humbly say permissible. That you can even give a ghusl. I gave you the incident. Now Hanafis say no. Once the wife passes away, and now you, the husband. So now the question arises. Did she pass away? It's academic discussion. So now ABC person is husband, XYZ is the wife. So XYZ lady passed away. She, we didn't even bury her still. But this person wants to show this jahil ummah, ignorant ummah, a masla. So he goes and gets married to his wife's sister. Is that permissible or not? So it's permissible. So it shows that the law, Quran teaches us, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 23, وَأَن تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ. At one time, you can't have two biological sisters in your nikah. So that is the genius of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He said, therefore, Al-Imam Shafi'i said, "An-nasu iyalun li Abi Hanifa fil fiqh." We are the children of Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Hanifa, in fiqh, in jurisprudence. Imagine what the great istidlal. He said, you can't have two ladies. So if I marry, you marry your wife's sister after she passed away. You never even buried her, nothing, and you get married. So what it will tell? So you must remember it's permissible. So therefore you can't touch her skin to skin. You can see her, you can carry her, you can go down in the grave and all that, because you're not touching her skin to skin. So if you look at it, min haysud dalil, the Hanafi's dalil is very strong, because it's from Quran if you look at it. And that is fi'lu sahabi, ijtihadu sahabi, and so forth and so on. So that is how works. لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. You must go into the profound, into the depth of the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, and then you formulate your fatwa in the light of Sahaba and everything. Therefore, you have difference of opinion. إِنَّ مَخْتَلَفُوا لِأَجْلِ الْحَقِّ وَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْحَقِّ. They differed for the sake of truth. They never differed in truth. Subhanallah. Did you ever read two rakat salat? Ya Allah, our fuqaha, our muhaddisin, our parents, our asatiza, those who passed away, grant them jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. What sacrifices they made. And those who are alive, grant them siha and afia. That is our greatest legacy. The Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Sahaba and the Awliyaullah and the four schools. That is our Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Last question, Mom.
Uchisab, is it permissible to wear shoes made out of pig skin?
The swine and the pig, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side, every part of it, you must remember, is haram and not permissible. Not for Muslim consumption, not for Muslim use and so forth. Yeah, you listeners, maybe you can help me and you can send a message quickly to Maulana. I nearly said Maulana Sema, Rahimahullah, to Maulana Salim Kareem. So you must remember, you know me, I forget these things. I'm not interested too much in these things. But anyway, I'll tell you the quick story. So we go to Quran Sharif in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 173. Almighty Allah states, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ. Indeed, Almighty Allah made haram and totally unlawful for you. Mayta, the carrion, the animal that died naturally or was not slaughtered in a prescribed manner, or the blood. So the blood means the blood that is gushing out, oozing out from the animal. وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ, and the flesh and the meat of the swine, of the pig. So the pork and everything, all haram that is. So if you look at that, then you can object or inquire, but Quran says the flesh of it, not the whole pig and swine. So we say no. Quran Kareem, Al-Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. You must read the entire Quran Sharif, all the verses on the topic, and then you see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us that the swine and so forth, فَإِنَّهُ رِجْسٌ. Go see, Quran Kareem states in Surah 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 145, أَوْ لَحْمَ خِنْزِيرٍ فَإِنَّهُ رِجْسٌ. You see, who zamir, who pronoun refers to khinzir, the swine, the pig. It is napak, is impure, bumper to bumper, top to bottom. So every part of it is haram. Your sandals, your shoes, all made from swine is haram. One day I was in Durban, and we went, and my wife wanted something, to that shop, you know. So then they gave me like a menu, like a book, and then they tell you, I forget the shop's name, you all will know, you can send in a message. They tell you that this shoe is made of swine, or made of pig, or whatever, but I forget it. So once you know that shoe, that sandal is made of pig, that bag is made of pig and swine, that belt is made of that, all haram. That brush, your painting brush, is made of swine and so forth, khinzir and suwar, so totally haram and not permissible for us to use. Anybody knows the name, so you send it to Junaid Mota and send it to Moha Salim Kareem, 084-786-3132. And when I come back from Fajr, I'll meet Junaid Mota. He's a shoe shop, very exclusive, I know. And they used to tell us which type of leather was used and so forth. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.